It was a crisp, cold morning after a light snowfall as we walked the campus. The seminary is situated on 132 acres of land off Knox Road. Christ the King marketing director Susan Lankus was leading the way. We stepped into the library with many books and materials, some dating back to the 1800s.
There's over 198,000 volumes, theological volumes. It's one of the largest in the East.
Students use the materials on a regular basis, but it's also opened as a resource for community members seeking detailed information.
Yes, very unique pieces, and also reliable pieces, too, you know, from authors that, our faculty members say are good resources for particular topics because they're obviously getting very specialized.
150 students in total are studying on the campus. The tour continued to the St. John Vianney Chapel, where inside we found a student studying to be an ordained Roman Catholic priest.
The calling, I guess, it came over time for me. It wasn't something that happened all at once, but developed over time.
27-year-old Peter Santandrew of Hamburg is one of 40 seminarians attending the school. It's the largest class in 20 years. Santandrew is in his second year of the five-year program.
What are the challenges? What are the components that you deal with in training to be a priest?
Well, it's a nice place. The academics are definitely challenging, but they're manageable. I personally really believe in the program. I think it's very holistic and really focuses on all aspects of the human person.
Christ the King considers the current class of seminarians as significant. 7 years ago, there were only 15 men studying for the priesthood.
And we're thanking God for it. How did it happen? Variety of things. It's not just because all of a sudden we decided to move ahead with the seminary. God's grace is at work here.
Father Gatto was installed November 22nd. But he previously served as vice rector until 2002 before being assigned to serve as a parish priest. Most recently, the well-known pastor was at the vibrant St. Gregory the Great in Williamsville. Then, in June, Bishop Richard Malone named him to succeed Father Peter Drilling as leader of the seminary. Gatto is now on a mission to rebuild the strength of the school.
We have one gentleman who has his doctorate in classical language. We have one who has a master's degree. We have one, you know, who worked with the government and the CIA. We have a whole bunch of different people.
Despite a decline in the Catholic population in recent years and aging priests, student numbers and campus traffic remain rising at the seminary. Father Gatto notes a laity resurgence is assisting the Catholic Church.
There's no way that our priests can today, with all the programs that we need to have, can be the center point for every ministry. And the image I like to use is the pastor is the orchestra leader. He can't play the violins. He can't play that. He can hear them and say, well, we got to fine tune that. We got to do this. We got to do that. But we're talking about a parish entity, which we call the body of Christ. It's an orchestra. It needs to be played. And that's why every person, getting people out of the pews to realize those gifts, that's another challenge for any pastor.
A large amount of Catholics have been turned off by the scandals. How do you here at an educational institution train them to go back out and kind of recoup what's been lost or damaged?
That's a very good question, and I believe that the proof is always in the pudding, that when these individuals go to their parishes, when they begin to minister and people see authentic living, then people will realize, yes, I've been hurt. It's like a family. A family has its moments of ups and downs and difficult moments, and there's some scandal, but the family comes together. I mean, I would love to say, you know, the Inquisition never happened, the Crusades never happened, the scandals never happened, but I have to live my authentic life for the church. And I encourage the seminarians and the lay students and the deacons, when you live it authentically and you preach it authentically, healing will occur.
Well, I think as it strips down, it brings out a higher level of quality of those people who are still coming.
For seminarian Peter Santandrew, he works to keep focused on his faith as he studies to lead Catholics in the future.
I think that quality allows us to sort of figure out how to address the modern world once again, and then we can grow from there. So I think it's ultimately very hopeful.
Santandrew is learning how to write homilies as Father Gatto wants to regenerate the school's faculty and get them excited about teaching. He wants to make Christ the King into a destination stop for many.
My first year has to be, here's Christ the King, this is what we're about, we invite you to come out.
Gatto notes the biggest overall struggle remains credibility, but he says he believes even those who identify themselves as atheists believe in something.
I have never met anyone who's not spiritual. I have found many people who are not religious.
Even an atheist?
I never have met anyone, even an atheist, who says, I love my wife, I love my children, is somehow spiritually alive. I don't believe there's anyone who's not spiritual. What I'm saying is that the church, as institution that lives out the gospel, has to re-find its credibility.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.